Good morning, everyone. This is Eric Elveson with the Digital Education Podcast. As many of you know, been doing a little bit of a series asking the question, what's next? Of friends, people that I've met from around the globe, people in education who are doing good work, who are, you know, who in a sense get the vantage point of not only helping educators do the hard work of today and making the transition, but then also begin to project outward of when this is all over, what comes after. So today I'm with Emily Norman, Head of Networks for the Church of England Foundation for Educational Leadership. I got to know Emily right when this all kind of started, when we were in the UK for a trip with her and her colleague Andy Wolf. And Emily, I'm just going to throw it to you. You know, when you think about what comes after this and what's next, what do you see?
Yeah. I think one of the things that's really, really struck me is that there is a level of humility and leadership that we don't often see. Obviously, no one wants to go through a crisis or through suffering of any kind, but I think we've seen such a beauty in the way that people have been just willing to put themselves on the line to serve others, never really thinking about themselves or their reputation. Thinking about how they can offer what they have for free to whoever wants it, rather than thinking about how can I compete. You know, we live in an education system that has league tables, and it's always, you know, how can I compete? How can I be the best? How can I get those grades? And all of that has just been pushed aside for a sense of how can I serve? How can I look after my colleagues, my friends? How can I look after people all over the country who I probably have never met and may never meet? But this willingness to just give away in a really generous and loving sense, I think that's been really overwhelming to me to see that happen. And I just think it would be amazing if we could see that element of servant leadership remain, and if we can hold on to that as we go back into whatever the new normal is going to be. And if we can think about, you know, do we really need to be in competition with each other? We're all educating, you know, the children of our nation, of the world. Do we need to compete, or can we work in a more collaborative kind of way that says, actually, I'm here to serve you. I'm here to give what I have, to offer what I have in a generous and loving way. I think that's what's really struck me.
And it's amazing to watch people's generosity, their care. And I think we've been through it in the United States before, and I'm sure you've had these conversations in the UK as well, as you go through these times of crisis or these periods. I mean, I think about in my life, you know, especially September 11th was a big thing here in the United States, of where you kind of go through this coming together period and this humility and this generosity of spirit. But then not too long after, you return to normal. Right. So, what, you know, as maybe kind of that clarifying question for you is this has been pretty special time and very difficult times. It's been pretty special. How do we not forget that? Or how do we retain that when we kind of we'll kind of find ourselves back in the daily grind of whatever that normal will become?
Right. Great question. I think it's about the relationships that we form during this time, and whether we can shift our perspective enough to realize that actually these relationships are crucial to what it means to be human, crucial to our ability to function well in society. Whether we can have the perspective to realize that actually people who we may have overlooked before within our society are actually the people keeping us all going. And so I think it's all about sort of a perspective on what really matters, and I hope that sort of people are able to see that actually, you know, what may not have been valued in education, you know, all the pastoral work that has gone on, all the ways that schools have looked after children's well-being. We're seeing, I don't know if it's the same in your country, but in the UK we're seeing a drop in safeguarding disclosures and referrals, which of course is a concern for us, because you think, are these children really safe at home? Are they being looked after in the way that they would be if they were in school? And I hope that it will awaken people to the fact that schools have a really important part to play in a pastoral sense, in a sense of looking after children and families' well-being that hasn't maybe been appreciated or valued in the way that it should have been in the past. And I'm hopeful that people will sort of wake up and think, gosh, actually, you know, we've got some incredible leaders in our country who are serving each other, who are making food for kids. We've got, you know, loads of our head teachers are going into schools and cooking meals for kids so that they're not going hungry. And you hope that some of that can be held onto and retained as schools start to kind of gather back in and come back in and life returns to whatever normal looks like.
Emily, I appreciate your generosity of spirit and the humility of leadership that you've displayed to me on our trip to England and that you've shared with me and just even these thoughts today. Thank you.
Pleasure. Always a pleasure, Eric.